I do.
Nice. You were gonna have it if the team lost.
No.
Mark, how do you just sort of evaluate that game for your offense, just with the number of chances that you had that were first maybe not capitalized on and then coming through late?
Yeah. You know, I think the one word that describes that group today is the word fight. We talked a lot about it out of spring training that, you know, win or lose, we're going to fight. And getting down early, they showed their grind, they showed their fight. Leaving guys on base early, I think 3 out of 4 innings to start the game, we left the bases, men on base with scoring chances. So they just kept going. And that's a great sign.
What did you see from Pinder's pitch at bat there?
You know, Chi, it's a big at bat for us there, and the right guy in the right spot. Chad's been in that spot before, and just really happy for Chad to get that hit there and in that situation. Again, you know, we try to give these guys the best chance to have success, and that was his at bat in that game that gave him a good chance to get a knock and help the team win today.
You talk about Chad Pinder, of course. Mm-hmm. Yes, Pache,
yep.
You have given a ton of confidence this year. How do you feel, you know, being rewarded this way? The guy comes up and he gets on with that solid hit to the other way.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that, Manolo, because I think the kid really thrives in those situations. He's shown a knack to you know, get a big hit. He did it in Seattle, got a double in Seattle late in the game, I remember, with guys on base, which was a big hit. So, you know, great at bat by him. Tough lefty, stayed on a fastball away, and got the ninth inning going.
What do you think, just the bullpen to be able to kind of come in after Caprillion, and I know Dan gave up one run, but just to kind of hold it down.
Yeah, I mean, Selman, Acevedo, Mole, Trevino, right? All kept the score there. Did a great job of giving us a chance offensively to continue to battle to get back in that game, and then there, Danny at the end. I mean, it's a tough pitch to block for Murph, and Murph's been blocking them all year. So you know, the one that gets away ends up costing us a run there, but fortunately we were able to pick him up and to pick Danny up there.
In the seventh, it was still a 4-3 game. And when Smith came up, he swung the first pitch and then he tried to get a bunt down. And I understand 4-3 game.
Yep.
That same situation was in the fifth inning.
Might have been the fifth inning, yeah.
It was 4-2 game.
Yeah, he did that on his own in the fifth. I think he felt like he was going to get the right pitch there in the seventh. I let him take a shot at a fastball, which I felt he was going to get first pitch to drive in more than one to play for that inning. And then 0-1, I felt like, again, he was in a count where we could utilize the safety squeeze, get a bunt down. Unfortunately, we didn't execute it. And fortunately on this side, it didn't cost us the game.
Thanks. That was my question. Yeah. He did it on his own.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Yeah, he did. And it's a baseball play. They have that freedom. So. I don't want to take that away from him there. He felt good about it on his own. And, if that ball stays down, Barrera's safe. He had the right base runner. Right. It's a little more difficult in the seventh with Murph at third. But, I felt we still had a left-handed pitcher on the mound, so we had some advantage there to get Murph down the line and go for it.
You mentioned the fight, and it's cliche to say never give up, but I feel like with the A's, there's a little bit extra there when it comes to this team.
Yeah, I mean, we want that to be our identity. We want teams to obviously know whether we win or lose when they leave this place that this team has fight, has grit, and I think it's another example was shown today of their character.
You talked about Pache, but have you noticed him just going to the opposite field a little bit more or less? Week or so, it seems like, and is that kind of a good sign for him?
Yeah, it's anytime a hitter's using the other side of the field, it's a good sign. It means he's staying on the baseball a little bit longer. I think for him, as Manolo said, you know, you try to just give this kid these opportunities and try to build his confidence. And it's not easy when you look up at the board, but you know, it's a long season, and what we're looking for with him is just the continual progression in the right direction. So.
Yeah, we try not to mention certain scores or numbers before the game, but you know that the Rangers have never swept the Athletics in this stadium in 45 years in a four-game series?
Well, thanks, Manolo. That's good news.
Yeah, but yeah. After the game.
I mean, we're right on the verge of making history.
Yeah, after the game. Yeah, I'm guessing that you would not have liked that to be.
That probably wouldn't have been a great opening line. Yeah. You know, Cap, he came out, established his fastball really well. First time through the lineup, really noticeable. You know, obviously they had two home runs. The one Miller hit was probably an up and away fastball that he put a good swing on. Seegers was jumped the first pitch fastball, which is going to happen. But, you know, I like the aggressiveness, you know, but at that point in that fifth, you know, I wanted to kill the inning, and I felt like I'd seen him, and he's going through it again, third time, and it was the right time to bring Sam in, and Sam did his job.
All right, thank you.